As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning?
I am doing great. Jen's muting her microphone on our house party, so she's just running a few seconds behind us.
That's all right. Well, we made it to Friday. And it's going to be a wet one. We got some rain and thunder heading our way for today and tonight. We'll see high temperatures in the mid-60s again. And the possibility of some severe stuff tomorrow, which we'll keep an eye on. Right now, though, it's 49. It's Cincinnati's Q102. A lot of celebrities out there doing good. Bruno Mars, Rihanna, Ralph Lauren, Drew Brees. So we'll cover that. And also this morning, should a rich guy like Pharrell be taken to task, shamed for asking regular people to donate to a COVID-19 fundraiser? We got that. We got a handful of stuff, random stuff to get you caught up on. The first E! News of the day is coming up straight ahead. Should a rich guy like Pharrell be blasted for asking regular people to donate to a COVID-19 fundraiser? We also have celebrities doing good, like Bruno Mars, Rihanna, Ralph Lauren, and Drew Brees. Get to both those stories, but let's begin this hour's E-News with something kind of weird that I came across about Britney Spears this morning, which was, it was kind of a funny moment because she tweeted something about how she evidently set some record that or broke some record that Usain Bolt set his 100-meter dash record. It was a picture. Yeah, so Britney Spears on Wednesday, listen to this. She posted a picture of a stopwatch app that was stopped at 5.97 seconds. And she said she had just recorded that time for a 100-meter dash. Here's the thing. Usain Bolt has the world record for the 100-meter dash. He set it in 2009 at 9.58 seconds. So that is 4 seconds slower than Britney's alleged time. So
wow, she's fast.
She is a speedy.
Whoa, she needs to race the cheetah at the zoo. That's what Britney needs to do next.
I am telling
you. I follow her on Instagram, and my girl is a hot mess.
Is she?
I don't know.
She's struggling.
Yes,
right now.
I'm going to show you guys.
Like, is this more always... so than she has been in the past? Because you've always been a huge supporter of hers.
Well, and maybe I just wasn't following her on all of the social media fronts, but she will post like the craziest, like weird encrypted videos. She always has like a ton of like mascara running down her face, and she'll post something like this and it'll be like, feeling great today. I blah, blah, blah. And it's just all of the, it's almost like she's like this different hot mess express than she used to be.
It makes you wonder if she's maybe switching medications, or
I think something's
we know that
definitely
she does
up.
Suffer from, you know, a significant mental illness. Not that one is more significant than another, but I'm talking, you know, one of the big diagnoses. I don't remember if it was bipolar disorder. Does she?
I think she has a lot of different diagnoses. I think
there's a lot going on there.
Correct.
And, you know, just recently you think about her son. Remember when her son just was doing, was it on Snapchat or TikTok or something, videos about how, you know, his grandfather could just go off and die and just.
Yeah, he was,
I think there might be a lot going on in her household is what I'm.
right?
There is. That. And she, and he also was saying that she is possibly done singing forever. And I think because he put that out there, they were like, oh, no, 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 no. Take that down, buddy. So he had to take that down.
Mom, you know how much money you make doing that stuff? Yeah. Well, a lot of people pointed out, you know, that she was 4 seconds faster than Usain Bolt's time. And so, you know, when Brittany, when that was called to Brittany's attention, she kind of played it off like a joke and said, obviously, I was joking about running the 100 meter dash in 5.97 seconds. She went on to say the world record is held by Usain Bolt, which is 9.58 seconds. But you better believe I'm coming for the world record. So, yeah, maybe she was joking. Maybe she was lying. Maybe it was an honest mistake. But, you know.
But those pictures that Fritz was showing are rough.
You should follow her, yeah. Jen, though, on Instagram or any of her forums. She's always doing like these different yoga moves, and she does like handstands.
Girl is in shape, that is for sure.
But she'll just put her arms out and start twirling in a circle and moving her head around. I think you could get a lot of moves from her for the workout department.
I'll check that out. Well, we're getting excited about some celebrities out there that are doing some really great things with the coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo thanked Rihanna for helping out by donating personal protective equipment. She previously donated $5 million to various organizations on the front lines here and in the Caribbean and in Africa. We got Bruno Mars pledging $1 million to assist MGM employees who have been affected by COVID-19. He's been performing at the Park Theater at Park MGM in Las Vegas since 2016. Ralph Lauren is donating $10 million toward coronavirus relief efforts. Gloria Estefan, we haven't heard from her in a while. She and her husband Emilio own some restaurants and hotels in Florida. And so now, of course, their employees are out of work. So they're trying to get 300 of them temporary gigs at CVS.
Wow.
Drew Brees, yeah, from the New Orleans Saints, giving $5 million to Louisiana for coronavirus relief.
Hmm.
Oh, Savannah Guthrie, side action. Roger Federer is donating $1 million to families.
Oh, that just makes him even more attractive to Savannah.
Exactly. She's going to hardly be able to contain herself. This quarantine is killing her.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of good out there.
How has Savannah been feeling, Jeff? I saw that she's still doing the Today Show. She had the sniffles and they were quarantining her. Is she better or did she test positive for COVID-19?
Not to my knowledge. And I don't hear much of her because, you know, I have her on in the studio, but it's muted because I'm doing the radio show. But she looks fantastic.
So maybe she's better.
I don't know. I will say that a lot of celebrities are scrambling to find out, you know, find ways that they can help out with the coronavirus pandemic. And some are doing a better job at it than others. There was a controversy that stirred up with Pharrell. He recently shared a GoFundMe campaign with his 11 million Twitter followers and said, hospitals are running low on masks, gowns, and other critical items. We need to replenish their supplies. Please take action, make a donation, ask others to join the fight. We're in this together. Let's protect the responders on the front lines. But a lot of people took offense to Pharrell asking them to donate since, well, at least according to CelebrityNetWorth.com, this guy has a $150 million fortune. Like one
person. He's doing okay.
He's doing all right. And people pointed that out. You know, one person tweeted, celebs asking working people who are filing unprecedentedly high unemployment claims will spend the next few months agonizing over loss of income to donate. Brilliant. Another person said, you're asking the people who need the supplies to donate to getting the supplies. And another joked, we're in this together, says Pharrell from his $17 million mansion. All right, I get the point. But is that really deserved? Okay.
Here's where I think this could have totally been avoided. We're going to have to get really good at communicating clearly during this crisis. If he probably would have said, for those of you who are looking for a way to help and can afford to do so.
There you go.
If he would have opened that plea for help with that, none of this would be. Because anybody that couldn't afford would check out at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and not even read anymore.
Who's to say he didn't donate? And if he did donate, wouldn't the other side go, look at him boasting about how much money he donated?
Because then he'd be
bragging.
Some
people like to donate and not make a big deal about it.
Well, if you sort by the top donations at the campaign, his name is not listed among the people who have given more than $1,000. I'll give you some examples here. Arnold Schwarzenegger gave $1 million. Gwyneth Paltrow and Mila Kunis contributed $100,000 each. Now, to what your point is, Tim, there are many anonymous donors, including one who gave $250,000. So you're right. It's very possible that Pharrell donated to this campaign or to another charity. And here's the, there is a flip side of this. There's a lot of ways to quantify value. You know, celebrities have a huge reach, both in terms of followers. I mean, 10 plus million in his case. And in terms of press, it creates a lot of awareness. And even though awareness doesn't necessarily provide vital supplies on its own, if his followers have the means to contribute, you know, they got an opportunity in front of them without having to seek it out. That's huge. You remember J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans?
Oh, what he was able to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He launched, a campaign in 2017 to raise money for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. It generated more than $37 million with the help of 209,000 people on GoFundMe. And nobody ranked him over the coals for asking regular people for money. And the collective effort made it bigger than anyone could have imagined. And it's worth pointing out that JJ did put $100,000 in the campaign himself. So, yeah, you're right, Jen. You know, maybe Pharrell could have avoided the backlash if he said, let's help out if we can. I'm lucky enough to have the means to toss in this much money. But if you got a few bucks, please join me and go from there. Communication is everything, isn't it?
It really is. Word choice is so big.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.